This performance is an original work of creative fiction, owned by me, Talking Smut, and the writer. It is protected under copyright and Creative Commons licensing. My work is for adults, by adults, and about adults. This is a work of fictional fantasy and does not condone or promote harm to anyone in any way. Do not host, use, fill, or adapt my work for commercial purposes. Do not download, post, host, or re-host my work without the express permission of the artists involved. The effects are from freesound.org, and any music is used under license. Please enjoy this feature presentation.
Nope. I'm just not interested. But you can go if you want. I just have a lot to get done. Don't worry about me. I'm sure I'll find something to occupy myself. I'm fine. I said that I'm fine. Drop it. Wow, you're really being pushy tonight, aren't you? All right, you want to know what's bothering me? Why I don't want to go out tonight? Have you looked at yourself tonight? Do you have any idea what kind of attention you're going to get? I don't necessarily mean that there's anything wrong with that. This is why I didn't want to talk about it. I'm not angry with you. I'm upset with you. There's a difference. Look, it doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes, despite my best efforts, I get possessive. Look, you're sexy when you're just in sweats and a t-shirt. And when you dress up like that and turn on that attitude of yours, you're a drop-dead knockout. Every part of you just promises something right now. Well, see? Yeah, that's the fucking problem. I don't want others to get that part of you. I want all that part to myself. So, rather than go out with you and end up fighting about it, I'm going to stay here and get some work done. I'm not going to sit around all night and watch people come onto you. It's not fun. Of course I trust you. That's why I understand if you want to go out. I'm just not up to watching the sharks circle tonight. Why? Are you fucking serious? Are you trying to provoke me? Okay, fine, fine, you win. Do you want me to show you what I mean? No, I'm not going to explain. You ask the question and I'll answer it my own way. But if I do, you won't end up going out tonight. That's the price. Really? Good. Wait, where are you going? You want to take off that tight little dress and put on something comfy? No, that won't do at all. You got all dressed up and I intend to make the best of it by ruining you. You stay as you fucking are for now. Follow me upstairs. Or don't. You can still go out if you want. Thought so. Right. Sit on the bed. No questions. Good girl. Now, I'm going to get down here in front of you and do what I want. Starting with these legs. God, these fucking legs. They drive me wild. And what those heels you're wearing do to your calves? I don't even understand it. I want to massage them. Stop squirming. I'm just taking your heels off. All because they'd make what I want to do awkward. Don't ask questions. There now. I can massage those feet. You like that, right? I know it would be better if you'd been in them all night. You always love to ask me to take them off for you because it leads to other things. Oh, look, you're already relaxing, spreading your legs a bit. What a good girl you're being for me. Remember that time you went out and the guy just wouldn't leave you alone? We came home and you were so fucking wet, weren't you? But it wasn't because of him, it was because I'd got angry. I got in his face. I even scared him a little. I fucked you so hard that night. I made sure you know who owns you. I bet. I bet that pretty little pussy of yours is getting wet right now, just remembering it. But we're not quite there yet. No, no, no. Moving up. I love your neck. I love the way it tastes. I love the way it arches like a work of art to your shoulders. Oh, did I bite you? These bare shoulders should be illegal. Guys just want to put their hands on them any time we go to the club. I hate it, but I love them. I'm going to move the strap down off your shoulders. Put your arms through. No, I'm not taking the dress off. I'm just exposing you further. There's something different about a woman who's naked and one who's been partially undressed, you know? Seeing you like this, with your gorgeous tits out, but still wearing a dress. It's so right. You're so vulnerable and open to me. This is why you dressed up like this, right? You wanted attention. Well, you're going to get it. Lay down. Good girl. I love your tits so much. I love how they feel in my hands. I love how you react to my touch, how your face changes, how you bite your lip. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. I want you to watch when I touch them. That little moan, and all I did was pinch your nipple. You're ready for this, aren't you? You thought you were being so clever getting dressed up like this, getting all turned on by how you were going to work me up. These tits are mine, and no one else gets to see them squeezed into that tight little dress tonight. These are only for me tonight. All of you belongs to me. Say it. Good girl. You're getting that look in your eyes, that faraway stare that says you're ready for me to do whatever I want to do with you. I think that means it's time for me to pull that dress up. That's right. Lift that cute ass up. Good. You really are lovely like this. My gorgeous little slut. Skirt up, tits out, ready to be used. And now I can see those thighs. Not that your dress covered much of them, but it did cover the best parts, in my opinion. I love sliding my hands over them. This part right here, the silky smooth in the thigh, that area just drives me absolutely fucking wild. I want to kiss. And nip. And maybe even bite it. Oh, that little squeak you made is so fucking hot. Now, I'm going to take these panties off you. Oh, my God. No. I'm just surprised by how wet they are. They're transparent. Look at that. You're so ready for me to taste you, aren't you? And God, I love your pussy so much. So fucking much. I love it when you get swollen and wet and ready like this. You taste so fucking good. And I love it when you make those very specific noises. And as much as I love making you feel good, because I do care about your insufferable ass, it's not the only reason I do this. I do this because I love to do it. I love your taste. I love your noises. But that's still not the entire reason. Eating you out is a way of consuming you. And all consumption is a form of possession. And I fucking own this perfect little pussy. It is mine to taste like the sweetest treat imaginable. It's mine to take in like the finest art. And you're getting more excited, not just from my mouth, or my tongue, or my fingers, but because you know I'm right. Because you're mine. You're my gorgeous slut, and only mine. I don't want to share this part of you with anyone else. I want all of you to myself. When I get like this, I don't just want to fuck you or kiss you or taste you. I want to devour you. I want to have every last bit of this sexy body and leave nothing left for anyone else. I'm greedy for you. I want you and I care about you. You know that. But this is what happens when the want outweighs the care. So you're going to lay there, and I'm going to do what I want to you, and you're going to enjoy it like the dirty little whore you are. Now spread your fucking legs for me. I want to be clear about a few things, because this is going to be different than when we usually fuck. First, I'm going to use that perfect, tight little pussy of yours. I won't be rough, but I'm not going to be gentle either. I'm going to fuck it like I own it. Oh, yeah. Oh. Fuck. The way you clench like that, you know. You know how that makes me crazy. You have the perfect pussy. So warm and wet. I love tasting it. I love touching it. I love sliding inside of it. I love the noises and giggles you make when I'm inside you. Ah. Fuck. I'm when you clench like that. Oh, and smirk. It just makes me want to fuck you even harder. Oh, God. I care about you. I never want to hurt you, but I need to bruise you. I need you to ache. Oh, in memory of me, I need to mark you on the inside. In ways that only you know, that you can't avoid thinking about the next day. I need you to be affected the way I am by your body. God, I hate to admit it, but no girl before has made it so fucking hard to hold on. You know what I mean. You make me come before I want to, all the fucking time. Okay. Oh, I know you want that. I know you want to hear me get excited and lose control. You know that every sound I make is primal evidence of how good you fucking feel. I try to pull out sometimes. And a lot of the time, I fail. You pretend to be upset, but I see how you smile afterwards. I'm so satisfied with what you made me do. Well, tonight I'm not trying. I'm filling you up. I want to see my cum dripping out of you. I want to leave you a wet, panting mess. And you know why, don't you? Because you're mine. You get a little more turned on every time I say that. You need this reminder too, don't you? That's why you dressed like a dirty little whore tonight. That's why you presented yourself to me like some beautiful, slutty gift. That's why you were upset when I wouldn't go out with you. You wanted me to see all those guys wanting you, and you wanted me nice and fucking angry, so I could take you home and lose control, so that I could remind you that you're mine. I know you know it, but now it's time for you to admit it. Don't be fucking coy. Not now. Not after all the fucking things you've made me feel and do to you. So you need to admit, fucking admit, right now, that you belong to me, right fucking now. I won't finish until you do. Say the words. Say them now. Does that answer your question? Come here. I want those cuddles now. So, did you like that better than going out? I thought you might. You know, that gets me thinking. Maybe next week we should go out. We can get you, I can get you a new outfit. Something really spicy. Slutty, even. We can dance. You can feel all those eyes crawling on you, wanting to know what you look and feel like. And then when you've had enough, we can go home. I'll be worked up too, of course. Maybe even a little angry. And then I can show you how much I care about you, need you, and own you all over again.